Mom.
Mom.
Ma?
Mom, what's for dinner?
What you cooking, Ma?
Mom, I'm hungry.
What's for dinner?
I'm starving.
What you cooking?
Every home is different, but every night all families ask that same favorite question. Whether it's curries or chicken, stews or seafood, Mom's favorite answer is always Golden Delight Premium Thai Rice. Because for every kind of family, Golden Delight is the key ingredient to any dish. Let's eat.
This is Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and welcome back. Let's now go on to tips on how to cook goat meat, to marinate, how to get rid of the smell of goat meat. And we'd love you to also interact with us on 082-565-8648. That's via WhatsApp and SMS. Well, let's go to Auntie Creature. Auntie Creature, what's the difference between goat, lamb, and mutton meat?
Okay, normally when you slaughter a goat, it's much less fat in it, and it's more healthier, they say.
Okay.
Sheep is very nice. It's the more the fat, the juicier the meat is. It's much sweeter. So it's every individual's choice what they want.
Okay.
But like I say, the goat is more, it's a bit more tougher than the sheep.
Okay. Okay. So it basically remains the same, like how you're going to slaughter the sheep, you're going to get the same parts, the chops, yes, the meat, the back legs, the loin, the shoulder, everything is the same.
Everything is the same. The only difference is the meat is more redder. It's more red in color,
mm-hmm,
and it's whereas the sheep, you'll find it a bit more pink in color.
Yes, correct.
Mm-hmm. And this is not fat at all, the goat meat. Sheep meat has a lot of fat in it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Rabia, do you people eat all the parts of the goat? The chops, the meat, the shoulder?
Gee, we do. And I would totally agree with Auntie Khadija. Goat meat is a lot more red in color, and because we slaughter sheep and goat every year, when you put the carcass aside, you would be able to tell that this is a goat carcass. It has no fat on it.
Mm-hmm.
And when you look at the sheep, mm-hmm, it is covered with a layer of fat. And as Auntie Khadija said, lamb and mutton is actually a term used for grown sheep. And you can use the term, a lot of people call goat meat mutton as well.
Mm-hmm.
So when it comes to lamb is a lot more juicier because of the fat content.
Yes.
And because goat is lean, it is a lot tougher, but the flavor varies a little bit, and lamb is a lighter color when cooked, and goat meat is a darker color when cooked. That would explain why, when we slaughter, we notice that the goat meat is a lot more red in color.
Mm-hmm. And eventually, what spices would you use when marinating goat meat?
Well, basically, again, it depends on each individual, how you want to. Some people like it masala or salt and pepper, but we were just discussing now, you use mustard powder to tenderize. It's one of the things to tenderize your meat,
mm-hmm,
which cooks much quicker. Okay, you don't have to add a lot of mustard powder. I'm not speaking of the mustard sauce. It has to be the mustard powder.
The original mustard powder.
Yes. The one you get in a tin. What's
yes.
the name of it?
It's called Coleman's mustard.
Correct. Yes.
That's
yes.
the one.
The Coleman.
So basically that...
It is very rich in flavor. That is why Auntie Khadija is saying you use a small amount. By putting too much, you're going to get too much of mustard flavor. And taste
yes.
in it.
And another thing, like Auntie Rabia said, that you use the papaya. That's also one of the things to tenderize your meat.
Okay. Do you use for goat meat now, whether you're making a goat curry or goat chops or even like a roast, or that do you use extra ginger garlic masala in there?
Basically, you can add a bit of more ginger garlic because, again, it's also another tenderizer to fasten the cooking procedure.
I definitely use more.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
more garlic because of the flavor, and the ginger as well. I up the amount, as you know, you mentioned earlier, because of the smell in goat meat as well.
Mm-hmm.
So that helps to eradicate that little bit of odor. But fresh goat meat, when you slaughter during Kurbani time, it doesn't have much of a smell.
No, it doesn't. No.
What about, we're talking about the slaughtering of the goat now. Just something that's come to mind. The kalichi from the goat meat, you know?
Yes.
Do you cook it the same way as the sheep kalichi?
Yes, everything is cooked.
It's basically the same way.
Everything is the same.
Mm-hmm. And mind you, that meat on that Kurbani day is so tasty. If you do it the next day, it'll never be the same.
I would totally agree. What Auntie Khadija says is so true.
And in no time that kalichi gets done. And mm-hmm. the taste is just different.
And try and cook it the next day. You will take forever to cook that kalichi. The color will be a different color. The taste will be totally different.
And mm-hmm. you won't believe it. We just rinse the kalichi under the water.
Because
we
put it fresh in the pot. And mm-hmm. just put
no lengthy soaking procedures or marination, nothing.
And even you don't use a lot of spices in there. It's just normally the salt, the pepper, a little bit of garlic, and you fry it in ghee or butter. But it is, I promise you, it is divine.
Okay. Now, how do you cook goat meat in a high heat or a low heat?
It has to cook on low heat.
Yes. Low heat. Mm. What about pressure cooking it?
You can do that also. Yes.
You can pressure cook it, but what I have noticed with goat meat, when you pressure cook it, it turns out much, much darker.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is the one mm-hmm. point that makes me think over putting it in a pressure cooker. Because when you cook it normally, the meat stays a lighter color and the texture and the end result of the curry looks a lot better. So by slow cooking it, that is what I would call it, slow cooking it, it will still enhance the flavor. It will be end up into a lot, a better dish than pressure cooking it. But obviously if you've got no time, you're a rush person, you don't have a choice, then you can pressure cook it, yes.
Okay. What about goat?
But if you do pressure cook it, I always recommend that when you cook it, only add your salt, if you're adding turmeric powder, and your ginger and garlic until the meat is done. So when you're going to, just before serving, or like, you know, if you got a, like the recipe that I gave, that one, obviously everything goes together. But if it's going to be a normal mutton curry, then what I would do is I'd fry my onions, add the goat meat with the ginger, garlic, salt, and turmeric powder, and I'd cook that until that is almost done. Then when that get done, I will add in my tomatoes and the rest of the masalas, so to somehow avoid the darkening of the meat. Because what red chili does, nowadays our masalas also contain a lot of dye.
Yes.
So when that gets in and the cooker is closed, that somehow absorbs into the meat and darkens the color.
Definitely.
So if you do it that way, then I will say that you will have a lot better end result then throwing all your masalas in and closing that pot.
You know, you said about the red chilies, but now, if you're using the Rastenberg pure red chilies, you won't find
No, definitely not.
It doesn't do that.
But the recipe that Auntie Khadija gave with the salt and pepper, that one day I don't think would be a problem if you just put that into pressure cooker and close it.
Yes, mm-hmm. it won't.
Because it doesn't have too many other spices to contaminate the meat, I'll put it that way. Because the more spices you put, sometimes our meat ends up getting, the end taste is not so good.
Mm.
The best recipes that you will find for lamb and mutton is the salt and pepper recipe.
Exactly. I also totally agree with that.
Simple recipes, less spices, just the garlic, salt, pepper, chili. But those, I tell you, even with my family, those are the number one on the list.
Even though you're praising your meat.
Mm.
Yes.
Even though you praise your meat well.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
definitely.
I think with goat meat, you need to praise it well.
You have to.
I braise any meat for that matter.
For that
smell. You know, for that first smell of the meat, when you braise it, you burn it out. That is what you do.
Like the old people say, you must
kahay it. Kahay word, I never understood it as a child. What is this kahay? But I eventually got to it.
Okay. I like that note, yes. Well, also, you know, how long should you basically marinate your goat meat, Auntie Khadija?
Well, the longer you marinate it, the quicker it's going to get cooked. And again, now here, it depends how old the goat is.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
that point has to be noted.
Oh, yes.
Remember that it's very important. The older the goat,
the longer it will take.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I've got lots of WhatsApp messages coming through, but anyway, we're going to continue with that, yes. Now, if you're going to be, what about goat mince? Yes, come to mind, goat mince.
Goat mince, you wouldn't even know you're cooking goat mince. Between goat mince and, lamb mince, there isn't much of a difference. It's just, as I said, and as Aunty Khadija mentioned, it's just a lot more lean, that's it.
Okay.
Other than that, you won't even really notice.
And it's no fat in there. So when you're making sikh kebab or something like that with your goat meat, you have to put a bit of fat.
Exactly.
For it to bind.
To bind,
yes. And to be nice and soft. Or else you're going to get like a tough mixture.
Okay.
And Khadija, I must say we have a lot of similarities in cooking.
Well, I'm pretty honored to have such expert cooks in the studio with me, as always. Well, let's go for a quick break. When we come back, we're going to be telling you how to get rid of the smell of goat meat. Stay tuned.
You are tuned to Household Express on Radio Islam International.
Welcome and welcome back. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the Household Express, and today we're talking all about goats, and we've got Aunty Khadija Ibrahim and Sister Rabia Umbal in the studio. They're all expert cooks. Let's now ask the sisters how to remove the smell of goat meat. Aunty Khadija?
No, Rabia will
answer. Okay, Rabia.
Okay, for goat meat, one of the best ways of removing the smell is to add cucumber slices when cooking the meat. The way slices of cucumber mix in with the chunks of meat, it somehow just blends in. The other way that I usually use is soaking it in vinegar and salt.
Yes.
Some people can put only vinegar, but I prefer adding a bit of salt as well. And then a lot of people have also told me that they add turmeric powder as well.
Okay, okay.
But the turmeric powder is, I don't know what is the real reason, but they say it somehow gets rid of the smell.
Yes.
The other thing is you can add enough whole milk to cover the meat.
Mm-hmm.
And a tablespoon of coffee powder, that's what somebody says.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have not tried that, I'll be honest with you.
Even I didn't try, I'm hearing it first
for the
time.
First time.
Even the cucumber, I've never heard about cucumber also.
I know the vinegar one is famous
that
with
works.
Me. That works every
vinegar
time.
Vinegar one, yes. That's for any type of meat.
Yes,
you know?
Even with things like fish.
Yes. Yes.
You know, the strong odored fish.
Yes.
Vinegar with a
works
pinch of salt or even
best.
With a pinch of arad. It works absolutely fine. That is my best way of, soaking meat to get rid of
the
odor.
Smell, yes.
Mm-hmm. So basically, vinegar would be your key ingredient.
And as Aunty Khadija said, no matter how much you wash it or how you wash it, if you don't braise that meat well enough, you are still going to get the smell. The magic word, kahei.
But I promise you, it's really works.
No, it really
works.
You
yes.
have to braise that meat.
You have to braise
whether
that meat.
Whether it's chicken
or lamb or beef or anything.
You have to
yes.
braise that meat.
And you must be able to get that smell of the masalas braising.
Braising.
That aroma is just beautiful.
Too nice. Yes.
Too nice, yes. Is goat meat hot as steak?
Goat? I would say so.
Yes.
Yes.
Oh. Even I would say so. Goat meat is more hot than normal mutton.
Yes, it
so
definitely
it definitely is.
Okay. There's another message that came through. This one says that my mother-in-law adds rooibos tea to cooking mutton to tenderize it. Oh. I wonder if it would work with goat meat.
Why not? I'm sure it will.
You can always try it.
Yeah.
There's nothing, no harm in trying.
Okay. Okay. This one says, I cook goat like lamb. Only cook it longer. Do not cook horned goat. I'm not sure what's that.
Even I don't know. First time I'm hearing.
Never heard of it as well.
Okay. Meat terrible. Taste before. I only remember goats being slaughtered at Bakri Eid. So, I'm not quite sure. But anyway, this is maybe something that we didn't know.
Know about, gee.
Okay.
Gee, definitely.
This one says, clever learning point, sisters. I never could understand sometimes your curry would go dark in color. That is so disappointing. But jazakallah khair, sisters, for all the good tips for mutton and lamb.
Amen.
Amen.
Also, you know, just thinking of the curry going dark is, don't put too much of jeera.
Yes, jeera does darken it.
Yes.
And the other thing is the fine black pepper.
Oh, yes.
The coarse
yes.
one does a lot of justice to it, but try and put a little bit extra of the fine black pepper and you end up with a disaster.
With a disaster. And I agree with the jeera.
The jiro is definitely
jiro
true.
Definitely makes the food darker.
If you're using whole jiro, don't use spice. The spice, the powder.
Yes, spice. Yes,
alternate, and don't use too much either. Okay, somebody sent their message. Sugar-free and cholesterol-free bakra for people who are on diet. Okay, that's a nice one. Yes, so, you know, if you're making, can you make, use goat mince to make samosas? Would you know the difference?
Again, here's a very good tip that you have to braise that meat very nicely.
Your mince,
you must braise it totally.
You've got to remember that the emphasis Auntie Khadija is giving is something that we've all got to learn. Whether we like it or not, as a child, I used to think my mother is wasting her time in the kitchen. First, she'll tell me, "Kahe this," until that water doesn't burn, until it doesn't start sticking at the bottom of the pot, she will refuse to let me add any more ingredients into that pot. And I always thought, now, what is she doing and what is she trying to prove? I only learned that when I started becoming a full-time cook. And, you know, sometimes we have those haphazard days when you want to, but I would never, ever settle for it until it's braised properly.
Yes.
So either do it properly or don't do it at all. That is my motto.
Yes. So that is why your mutton, your goat meat, please to try even your mince.
Braise it properly
for your samosas. You won't get the smell then.
Mm-hmm. And many people eat goat meat.
Yes.
Many people are fussy, like, you know, don't eat goat meat, you know. I won't say fussy because they're reluctant to because of the smell. But there are ways of getting rid of the smell.
Definitely.
The key thing is use vinegar and some people even vinegar and salt, like we said, cucumbers. Some people even soak it up in milk. Somebody even rub flour on it.
I've heard the one about the milk, but I've never tried it. A lot of people told me on Kurbani Day, take the kaleji, cut it up and, you know, put it in the milk.
No.
But I have not tried it.
I won't try it. I feel this is such an easier method to do
vinegar,
that. And it works.
That is what I do. And within, as Auntie Khadija said earlier, it gets done. There's no smell.
Nothing.
You wouldn't even know. Because we slaughter goats every year, there are times when I put the meal on the table and my husband and my children have to ask me, is this the goat meat or is this the lamb? Because I usually pack it differently in my freezer so I know what I'm cooking. But they would have to approach me and ask me, is this goat meat or lamb meat? They don't even know the difference when I cook it.
Because the way you prepare
it. It's true.
Yes.
And you find some people are so fussy, they won't even eat the kurbani meat.
No.
But how you prepare.
But there are lots and lots of people that don't eat the kurbani meat. But I don't know why they shouldn't eat it. Because, I mean, for 3 days, you're Latala's mehman, why can't you eat that?
Oh, absolutely, Auntie Khadija. You can say that over and over again, yes. Now, you know, how do you tenderize goat meat?
Tenderizing is the same way as we explained earlier. The ginger is a tenderizer. Garlic is a tenderizer. Mustard powder is a tenderizer.
Yes.
And papaya is a tenderizer. I believe in these 4 tenderizers more than anything
else. And it works really well. And if you don't want to do that, then you get the spices, the meat tenderizer. Use that in your food.
Yes, but with that also, you've got to be very careful.
Yes.
I'm sure Auntie Khadija will agree. Put a little extra and you've got mince instead of mutton or goat meat.
So you have to be careful how much
you. And if you really, research what meat tenderizer is made up of, you will come to the bottom line of papaya. Meat tenderizer is made of papaya.
Some people even put zeal as a tenderizer.
Yes, they do.
I wouldn't agree on that one. Zeal is not really a tenderizer. Zeal is more of a flavor enhancer.
Yes.
And zeal, usually, if it's an Indian curry or something that is Pakistani, it's going to change the flavor of
the dish
completely. Zeal is usually used more in Thai Chinese cooking.
Okay. So the message says, we always were told goat is the healthiest meat, only had goat mince, no smell. My foe used to put a little somf powder in samosa mince.
Okay.
That is a tip, something to learn.
Something different. I'm sure goat must be giving a different taste.
Yes, definitely.
And, you know, this listener says that most people in Pakistan make kurbani with goat, and they also consume the goat meat, and it's very different type of recipes that they actually use with the goat meat.
There definitely is. Because we are here in South Africa, every country in the world differentiates with their recipes. And, you know, Indian cooking and Pakistani cooking, again, is totally different from one another.
Yeah, it is.
Our spices may be a bit similar, but in Pakistani cooking, they use a lot more spices than what we would use in Indian cooking. A lot of star anise, ilachi, elcha, as they call it,
big
cardamoms.
Mm-hmm. Mixed
they use mixed spices. Then they use the aloo bukhara, that is the dried apricots.
Mm-hmm.
So it depends on the country and it depends on your way of cooking. So, but personally, I am a lover of Pakistani food. I love Pakistani food.
It's very delicious.
Yes.
It is nice. It's some dishes are spicy, some not so spicy.
You know, whenever we go to eat out, and when my husband asks, where do you want to go to eat, and my kids will say, ask Ami, and she's going to say, Pakistani.
Rabia, your children must be loving goat meat.
My children, I'll be honest with you, there's only two of my children that eat lamb and goat meat. One of my sons and one of my daughters. My three children don't touch lamb or goat meat at all. They only for chicken.
Okay. So, you know, earlier on we were talking about different breeds of goat meat, the Angora one, Antigraja, and you said the Poor. So both meat would be the same.
Yeah, definitely.
It's a goat. It's a goat. Goat is goat. It's it's just the names.
It's all regarded as goat meat. It's just their names are different, but they all come from one family.
Okay. And you said that you actually cooked Angora meat.
Yes. Last year we cut it and I did cook it, and there was absolutely no smell in it.
Mm-hmm. And we also, over the years, there are some years that we do buy the Angoras as well.
Okay. And what about the leg roast? Have you made that?
The leg roast is also very good.
Is that so?
Yes. There we gave this recipe, try it, and it comes out absolutely divine.
I don't differentiate in the cooking between goat and lamb. Everything goes the same way.
The same, yes. Okay.
So whatever recipes where I would use lamb, I'd use those same recipes for the goat as well.
Okay. This sister says, salams, I use mint leaves for the meaty smell.
Okay, that's also an option, especially in your months.
Mm-hmm.
That month, it will take it away.
Yes, in months it's a lot better.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I'm looking at the time. We've already come to the end of a lovely program, very informative, very inspirational, a learning program. You know, I didn't know so much about courses until today. Yes, Rabia, your final remarks for the listeners?
I feel that if you're going to be using goat meat, don't think too much that it's a goat that you're cooking.
Don't
discriminate between the two, because at the end of the day, there isn't much difference besides the cooking time that is involved. Other than that, it's a bit lean, but try and cook it and see. I'm sure you will be very satisfied.
Mm-hmm. Jazakallah so much, Rabia. Jazakallah for coming to the studio, taking your
time. Jazakallah
for
having me, and I'm really glad that the listeners enjoyed the program.
Inshallah,
until next time, remember us in your du'as, and Eid Mubarak in advance.
Jazakallah so much, Rabia. We've learned so much. You know, when I call you, you know what goes
to, you're never too old to learn.
It's the perfect one for us. Yes. Jazakallah so much. Jazakallah, your remarks for listeners.
Jazakallah so much for everybody listening to us. I hope you enjoyed our program. And inshallah, I'll only be back after Eid now.
Yes, inshallah. Well, I must say, you know, credit goes to Molana Karsani, Junaid Karsani from Durban.
Okay.
And he's given me the idea of to talk about the goat meat and a whole lot of ideas. So credit of this program goes to Molana Junaid Karsani as well.
Let Allah reward him.
Ameen. And Jazakallah, Antigraja, inshallah, back with you now after Eid. I'm sure next week in the studio, the week after.
A special request to the listeners to remember us in their du'as.
Inshallah.
Allah Ta'ala accept from all of us, inshallah. And make it easy for everyone.
Ameen. Well, next week in the studio again, the following will be the day of Arafat.
Inshallah.
And then back again after Eid.
Inshallah.
So, Jazakallah to all those who SMS and WhatsApp, and Jazakallah to both my guests, and the great Shah Ibrahim and Rabia Umar. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Household Express Show has been generously sponsored by Golden Delight, your key ingredient to any dish.
Mom.
Mom.
Ma?
Mom, what's for dinner?
What you cooking, Ma?
Mom, I'm hungry.
What's for dinner?
I'm starving.
What you cooking?
Every home is different, but every night all families ask that same favorite question. Whether it's curries or chicken, stews or seafood, Mom's favorite answer is always Golden Delight Premium Thai Rice. Because for every kind of family, Golden Delight is the key ingredient to any dish. Let's eat.